Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 772, Down with the Dinos, recorded live on March 18th, 2021. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we're back after a 2-3 week hiatus. We have been gone for quite a while from the podcasting side of things. We've been here for game nights, but podcast has been a little bare recently. We got quite a bit of news to catch up on. We had a community update. We had some MCC flighting happening. We've got some community news. It's a lot of stuff to kind of catch up on as we've been gone for the past 3 weeks. So
yeah, we actually have something to actually talk about during the show.
We do. We actually do. first things first, though, let's go ahead and cover our community update, starting with GT. We're going to mix it up a little bit. How has your last 3 weeks been? Just overall, in general.
Painful. Oh. As far as game night's been great. We actually finished accommodation.
Yay! Yes, we did.
We're done getting splatters, but then we have to start getting splatters again.
Well, yeah, in a different way.
We have to do it differently now because the other way didn't count towards the way we're doing it now. So,
yeah.
Someone load them vehicles up and get them splatters. Yay!
Someone figured out what the specifics was. I can't remember if they said that on a stream chat or if it was in the Discord. I couldn't.
I think it was in Discord.
Was it? Okay. I'll check in game nights. Oh, Bobby. So the one that we're talking about is there's accommodation where it says you have to get
road trip medals.
Well, it didn't say road trip medals. The accommodation is called road trip. Yeah, it doesn't explicitly say road trip medals, but from what Bobby found on the Waypoint forums, we have to
get road trip medals.
The driver of the vehicle getting kills, which sounds closer to the vague wording of the commendation's description. So just the driver of the vehicle with a fully loaded vehicle needs to get killed. So if you have a tank, if someone gets a kill with the main tank weapon, but there's someone in the gunner seat, that counts.
I thought it had to be plastered.
No.
Ah.
Doesn't have to just be a kills. Splatter.
Okay.
Just kills from the driver of the vehicle, and the vehicle has to be fully occupied.
But doesn't it have to be a multiple passenger vehicle, though?
Yes. So it can't be a ghost.
I was going to say, because I didn't think Banshees or ghosts counted.
Yeah. Can't be a Wasp, can't be a Phaeton, can't be a Banshee, can't be a ghost. It might be able to be a Gungoose.
Okay, Bobby, then if you're in a Scorpion, if the main turret counts, but the machine gun won't.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. So Prestige is asking, no DJ. DJ has a conflict now with this time slot, so he's kind of on indefinite hiatus for being on the show.
He has another project he is working on right now that he is unable to discuss with us.
But he will be very soon.
But hopefully he'll let the cat out of the bag soon.
Yes, he will. He plans to come on the show in a certain amount of time that I know of, but no one else knows of yet.
Because he never tells me anything, including what we're going to talk about on the show until I show up. Oh, the show notes are updated. Okay. Oh, so I need to read that in the next 10 minutes. Great.
You have a general idea of what's coming.
Sure. Right.
Community update. All the fun tweets. All the fun community stuff.
Which half of which I don't learn about until I read the show notes.
Fair point. So yeah. Game night's been going well.
Yes, they have been. We've been having a lot of fun.
Most of the last ones have been Halo 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one MCC in there, maybe.
Well, we did get the, for one podcast night, we did get some flighting in, so we that did. Was good. And
we did.
Honestly, that was the first time in a long damn time I actually had fun playing Halo 3.
Different maps, not as sweaty combination thereof.
Not as bull. It was sweatier than sweat. It's less sweaty in MCC, regular. No, for some reason, my shot seemed to be connecting. Unlike when I play regular MCC, it's like I shoot and the bullets evaporate.
Maybe there's some updated netcode that they're testing that's kind of
under
the hood.
It's Halo 3. It's random like that.
Oh. Or maybe it's just Halo 3 and it's random like that.
I've always had good nights and bad nights with it, Halo 3. Unfortunately, the bad nights outweigh the good nights.
Gotcha.
At least on average. But anyway, I still had fun.
Good. Very good. As for me, we've got lots of things going on our neck of the woods. I have two jobs now. Part-time job at our church. We're getting our upstairs bathroom remodeled, or bathrooms remodeled. We're getting natural gas to the house. We're getting a tankless water heater. We're building a half bath upstairs. We're refinancing our house.
Sounds like you're having fun.
There's a lot of stuff happening, or that has been happening over the last month or so. I'm looking forward to getting to the end of this month, and hopefully having a little bit of reprieve. Yeah. My wife and I are celebrating our third anniversary next week, so we'll be gone for the last half of next week, so we won't actually have a live podcast next week, but we will probably have a interview recording in place of that for next week. Don't know who specifically I'm recording this weekend yet, but we'll have one, and that will be the filler for next week, since me and the wife will be off, and if GT so chooses, he might stream some stuff during the live stream slot on Thursday next week.
Maybe.
Could just happen.
Maybe cursed. Oh.
Ooh, I need to download that.
Me too. Unfortunately, I have to get another hard drive before I'll have room.
Are your hard drives that full?
On my laptop where I've been gaming, yes.
Oh.
It's only got... How big? I honestly don't even remember how big the drive is on this thing. Yeah, it's only a 500 gigabyte drive. And I have 31 gigabytes free.
Yeah, some of those games take up a lot of space.
MCC is the biggest offender.
Yeah, because it's like 126 or 131 gigs or something like that. It was 131 when we did that crazy calculation.
Yeah. Let's see.
Oh, that was funny.
Where are the Steam games stored? Well, what I'm going to do with some of the money that we just got for being poor, I guess. I don't know why we got the money, but
All the
stimulus money. I think I'm going to spend a little bit on it and get a second drive for my laptop so I can move all my games onto it.
Nice. When I built my new desktop, I bought a 1 terabyte solid state because my game drive was a 500 gig solid state, and that was getting full.
Yeah. It was
maybe like 40 gigs left. So I ended up having to get another drive for my game drive, and then my OS drive is another 500 gig drive, but it's like 200 gigs free right now or something like that.
Wow.
But yeah, games these days take up a lot of space. It's crazy.
Where did I'm sitting here trying to figure out where my games
should be
folder is.
Should be program file. Well, if it's one drive, it's program files, Steam, Common, or Steam, Steam Games Common, one of the two. 3 2-terabyte SSDs. Dang, that must have been expensive.
I have added 1 8-terabyte drive to my NAS, and this weekend I'll be adding the second one. Those will be actually my backup drives, and then I will take my 6-terabyte backup drive and turn it into storage.
Okay.
So.
Very nice. Hey, Eric Kibu, you actually caught the beginning of the podcast.
That just gives me...
Welcome.
Yeah. Really?
It's a hit or miss with Eric Kibu, right?
Somebody take a screenshot.
We actually started late, so you're actually within like the first 20 minutes of the show. Welcome, welcome. Other than life stuff, game nights have been going well. We've been mostly running Season 5 challenges in MCC for the past couple of Sundays. We'll continue to do that until finishing out those commendations, and then I need to get my button gear and actually put out or kind of create those polls, look at all the achievements that are kind of difficult to get for the 360 titles and work with Silver to set up those nights. And that way I can kind of work on the Halo 3 and Halo 4 and Halo Reach achievements that people need. But for the time being, mostly just working on challenges for now. But it's been good. Had a funny little clip from last Sunday. Prestige Keys and I were doing some campaign runs for some PvE weekly stuff. And if anyone hasn't seen Keys' video on his Twitter, Keys, if you haven't, you may have shared it in the Discord, but if you haven't, definitely worth sharing in the Discord. But we were playing Uplift Nature Reserve, and we were going through the trench where you drive by the tanks and the choppers if you're trying to speedrun through it. Well, Keys decides from the passenger seat to throw a grenade at a chopper. The grenade bounces off the top of the chopper, then explodes right by the Warthog, tilting us over, and then the Wraith that was coming by just shot us in midair. It was all very comedic and very fast.
Had nothing to do with your driving, huh?
I was in the gunner seat.
Oh.
Prestige was driving.
Prestige was driving? Oh, okay.
I was not
driving. I thought you was driving. It wasn't my fault!
And there it is, Prestige. Yeah, that's the Twitch clip. And then Keys did a little edit on it, where he did kind of the Morgan Freeman. It was at this moment he knew he messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. A lot of fun working on the challenges. It's been really good. We've got Prestige has been joining us. Keys has been there. We've had CM Neron the past couple of times. Gratuitous Brick, who's been in the Discord for a little bit. I missed an invite from him last week, but we'll get him on probably this Sunday for some more games. So we've been having a little group of folks come on Sundays and just get some MCC games going. So it's slowly been growing over there too. It's nice to see we got some folks that enjoy playing with us. So thank you. And if you want to find us, where can they find us? And when can they find us?
Well, you can find us every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time right here on Twitch. Yep. That is our weekly community game night, Fraggin' Fridays. You can find a poll on our Discord at potocular.com/discord. In our game night chat, we put up a poll so you can pick what game we play.
And what are our options, GT?
Let's see. Our options are going to be Crank and Wheel. Oh.
So the Steam logo, I guess, has a crank and gear, but.
Yeah, we're gonna anyway.
Halo 5 or MCC?
We'll have Halo 5 or MCC, and Mixer is gone.
Mixer's bye bye.
Pens.
And then Sunday nights, you can find me over on the Twitch channel as well. And I am running through MCC challenges right now until we can find a time to set up to actually do some of the Xbox 360 achievements and run those with Silver and the Halo Completionists. We've been working on seasonal challenges. But just come on over and hop in some games. All right, let's get into some playlist updates. What we got for MCC and Halo 5, GT?
Well, let's see here. For March 18th, we have Core Play rotating in for Triple Team. For March 25th, we get Forerunner Slayer rotating in for Core Play. And Dust.
Turbo time.
We have now broken Dust.
Anyways. Warzone Turbo.
Yeah.
Yes. And we've got the April calendar now, too. Thanks to the latest community update.
Yes, we do. Rolling in for April. On April 1st, Rock and Rail goes live. April 8th, we get ODST Slayer. On April 15th, Roman King goes live. And also...
Assault. What is an assault?
We get on 22nd, we get Griffball coming back. And then we get
Community Slayer.
Also, rotate. Wait a minute here. Did you do something wrong?
I pasted it straight from the update.
Because they got April 22nd, Griffball rotates in for ODST Slayer. And then after that, Community Slayer rotates in for Griffball all on the 22nd. That was a
straight copy paste from the update. So I need to tell Uni that something happened.
Somebody is not checking.
Oh, it's funny. Like there's, I think once every month I have had to go back to Uni and say, hey, there's a little typo here, but I think that should be April 29th.
I would say that that's probably April 29th. Community Slayer will rotate in for Griffball and Warzone Turbo goes live again for April. As Duststorm has a stroke.
I gotta give the people what they want. They want the time!
For MCC, we got Shuddy Snipers rotating in as Griffball takes a siesta.
Yep. Siesta. Ben's is just dot, dot, dot. Bobby's ow.
Yeah, it's called Ridlin.
Oh, geez. All right, what we got for MCC?
Already did that. Were you not paying attention?
Well, you just did 5. Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
No, okay. I did MCC. You were too busy stroking out over Warzone Turbo.
I really was.
But just for Dust, Shoddy Snipers rotates in for Griffball in MCC.
Oh, that's the Griffball part you're talking about. Okay. I thought you were still talking about the Halo 5 one. Got it. Okay. I'm good. All right, quick update on the company accommodations, because I did pull it up while GT was going through the matchmaking updates. We've actually got two that are very, very close. We've got Spartan headshot kills. We are under 300. We need 291 headshot kills. That should be a week.
Sure. That's what we said about the splatters, too. That's what we said
about the splatters.
2 months later.
It's funny, like 3 weeks ago, I had the page up and was refreshing after every game to see how many splatters we managed to get in a Castle Wars game. And every time I got a splatter, I would celebrate in Castle Wars. And then we also have getting an enemy Spartan kill with a standard weapon, which is also pretty close. We are just a little over 4,000 with those. So not too far there either. Our next closest ones are Lucky, which is earning the Cluster Luck, Last Shot, Sayonara, and Fastball medals. We have an
Cluster Luck.
We have 225 of those that we need. And then our next one is Forgot to Pay the Toll. This is kill the driver of a moving vehicle by using a sniper rifle. So keys, help us out here. we have another 219 of those that we need. And we're actually only down to 8 commendations, which is not too bad. Actually, since I read half of them, I might as well read the rest. We have Lukmano Pin, kill an enemy Spartan using any grenade. We have just under 7,500 7,600 of those to get. We have road trip, kill an enemy Spartan with a ground vehicle. This is starting to really get into the the long game here. We have just about 16,500 of those to get. Killing Marines, 28,000. And then the pain train, which is killing an enemy Spartan with a shoulder bash. That one is 7,700.
Math is hard.
I find the easiest way to get those is in SWAT. Yeah. At least that seems to be the easiest way for those for me. Those are our company commendations. We are down to our last eight. So thanks to everyone who's helping out there. If you want to help us get to that Achilles helmet, feel free to hop on over and request enlistment into our company. You can go to podtackler.com/company. We've got a few MCC development and flight updates. For the February 26th update, there is a custom game team changing thing that they're testing where you can actually change your teams in the middle of a custom game. Because could do that, but now you can't in MCC. So they're bringing that feature back, which is nice.
Handy.
Yeah. They're looking to have that feature available by the time Season 6 launches. I don't know if they made it actually into the Season 6 flight, which I believe has concluded at this point. But it is something that they're looking to introduce into MCC, which is good. The Customs Games browser was added into the latest flight update. They're going to be rolling it out in phases. So Phase 1 will be for Halo Reach. And the way that the custom games browser will work is that you can set up your own game session, so like your own set of game types and game modes that will run on dedicated servers. There will be a pre-game phase where it'll wait before there's the minimum number of players met before starting the next game. It's kind of a way to kind of create your own playlists. So if you think back into the days of PC server browsers and how you have the rotation of game modes and maps, it's very, very similar to that. Very similar. Team changing options include leader only, party pre-game only, or always. And there will obviously be some limitations to maps and modes you can choose, but it's something that they're continuing to work on. There will be a browser-based component to it, so you'll actually be able to browse custom game sessions that are going on, including the name of the custom game session, the modes, the maps, the player count. So it's basically a dedicated server without being a dedicated server is kind of what it sounds like. And then there's whole reporting stuff that'll be supported by that as well. We've got a cannon fodder update from Grim Brother 1, kind of introducing some of the new maps that came into the flight for Season 6. So he has a little blurb about the maps Waterfall and Edge. And they also announced a new Halo book, which means now I'm even more behind. Halo Divine Wind by Troy Denning. And this will be coming out in October. I think this book, Pence, correct me if I'm wrong, but does this make Troy Denning now the person that's written the most fiction outside of the games? I think this book makes Troy Denning have the most Halo novels under his belt in the Halo universe, if I'm not mistaken.
Sounds about right.
So yeah, Divine Wind.
I don't have my list in front of me, so I can't count.
So that'll be fun. We have a community update. Or sorry, I'm skipping ahead a little bit. We have a new article from Tashi about the esports ecosystem. So he has a little ongoing series also for the HCS side of everything that they're doing competitively leading up from Infinite. For this issue, for the month of February, he talks about the role of tournament operators and how they fit into 343's goals for competitive Halo going forward. They've been using some of the stuff that they've been working on with the Halo 5 Pro Series and the MCC Pro Series to try a couple of things, look at a multi-pronged approach, and have different partners that they're going to be working with. They made the announcement last year that Esports Engine was going to be their premier partner, working with them on all things HCS with Halo Infinite. And Esports Engine has been kind of designated that global management partner. So they are the first in line between 343 and all the other tournament operators that are going to be supporting the competitive side, Halo. They're still going to be the HCS grassroots tournament holders, but there's going to be a lot of the other tournament operators and organizers that have kind of had that Halo name. So I don't know if MLG is going to be back in the rotation at all, but you have folks like Dream or organizations like DreamHack, which has been probably one of the biggest ones as of late with some of the tournaments there. And they're also looking at the international scene as well. So while Esports Engine and a lot of the work that they've done has primarily been US-focused or North America-focused, they are looking for tournament operators in international regions to cooperate with or work with as well. So be on the lookout for more information. This looks like a monthly update type of thing that Toshi is looking to put out. So if you want to get more information about all the competitive stuff going on, it's definitely a worthwhile read. I think for the most part, it seems like they're taking a lot of the lessons learned from all of the HCS Pro Series from the last few years with Halo MCC and Halo 5, and really trying to make Halo Infinite the best it can be from a competitive perspective. For the community spotlight, we had one released a couple of weeks ago. Wouldn't surprise me if one dropped during this podcast.
No, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Of course not. Uni? Of course not. I will say, the couple of spotlights before this one have been kind of not to make that like a bad sign of Snickerdoodle not finding stuff or the community not making good stuff, but compared to like the stuff that we saw in like October, November, December, the last two or three have been a little bit more mellow or not as impressive. Again, I don't want to make this sound bad.
Well, I mean, it's always coming waves. Yeah.
But this update or this spotlight, there's a lot of good stuff in here. There's a lot of hard choices to make for the community spotlight that came out 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. As always, we highly recommend that you go check it out.
Yes.
Over on Waypoint.
Yeah, we're not going to show them off on stream tonight for those that are in here. We're just going to kind of read some of them off just because it took me 3 hours to prepare the show notes tonight just because of how much stuff I actually had to add to it and didn't get everything fully ready. But the creme de la creme is from Fletch. I think everyone who listens to the podcast is probably aware of who he is. But he's been putting his own spin on a lot of the Halo key art. So he did a Halo Infinite arc in the design style of Halo CE. He did a Halo Legends one, a Halo 4, 3, and 2, 1, using some additional assets that he's gotten, and they all look incredible.
Yes.
He's done a very, very good job with those. So, but well done, Fletch, for making the creme de la creme for the week. We got a snack break, which is Halo Combat Evolved theme on a piano toccata. So it's I think Keys will get a good kick out of this one if he hasn't watched it already. We've also got at the very bottom, the Doodle Snickers. Someone managed to Photoshop the head of Dolly Parton onto Master Chief, and it's Dolly Spartan.
And if you don't know who Dolly Parton is, what rock have you been living under? Because I want to move in.
Oh. Definitely not the Halo rock. So those are kind of the highlight ones. GT has a few of his picks. Let's see, what did you have? You had this first Cortana one.
I don't know. I put it away.
I got it. I had to pull up the notes. Cortana by Dash Draws. It's a nice little kind of Cortana hologram with some of the, like, it's kind of from the beginning of the Halo 4 cutscene, except she's projected above the chip. She sees Master Chief status screen and a cryopod and Matt Cannon and then an alert thing. So it's a nice little kind of digital piece of artwork.
It's kind of in a, like, a toon type drawing style.
Mm-hmm. With kind of the hologram glitches on it, which also is a nice touch.
Yeah.
And then the next one was Reunited by @_LZ_. And this is the Master Chief and Arbiter, I'm assuming, playing Halo together on an Xbox and the PC.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was cute.
Can you guess who's on what? Oh.
Can they?
I don't know. Can they?
Without cheating?
I mean, you got to think about this really hard.
Right.
Where has the Master Chief shown up before?
Well, where has the Arbiter shown up before? Too.
He hasn't.
Anyway. Oh, you mean literally. Okay. I got it. And then we've got Who's Next by at UNSC Mexico with Emil and a sword slicing through a grunt. This kind of looks, you know, watercolor.
Impaling grunts is always good art.
Indeed. This kind of has that cell shade watercolor feel to it.
Yeah.
Very Borderlands-esque.
Mm-hmm.
So, very good picks. I think my top picks for the week, going down to some of the additional media here, we've got the Tribute to Halo in Unreal Engine 4. This one is by Will Foucher VFX. I thought that one was a really nicely well done. Looks amazing in Unreal 4. And then we've got Colt Eastwood on Twitter. After diving into the Halo Infinite Waypoint update and making a video last night, I decided to compose some of the new screenshots into a killer social media banner. So he took some of the screenshots that were presented in the Zeta Halo update and kind of smashed them together for like an ultra wide banner
for
Facebook and Twitter. It looks really nice. And then GG_gaming59 on Twitter, Master Chief and Doom mashup. Those seem to still be in circulation. I've seen those probably once a week. The whole Master Chief and Doom smash up. And now that Bethesda has officially joined the Xbox family, I'm sure we'll see some more Halo cross Bethesda IP crossovers as well.
Probably.
If I had to guess. If I were a betting man. So, yeah. And then we've got the community update titled Zeta Zone. And this one, we've got some Season 6 flight info. This is also introducing the exchange. This is going to be a new feature in MCC where you can use your unused season points to purchase items in the exchange. These will be new items from past seasons that were kind of locked behind those season challenges that you could purchase as well. And the items will be changing on a weekly basis. So that's kind of the new thing, other than the other stuff that we knew was being introduced into the Season 6 flighting. It's Women's History Month. So for those that log into MCC, there is a Women's History Month nameplate out there for you featuring Spartan Cat that you can grab. So jump into MCC, grab your nameplate, and have some fun with that. We've got some information regarding upcoming Halo esports events. This is all across the spectrum, so we've got stuff relating to Halo 5, the MCC Pro Series, some HCS Grassroots events, and some other Halo 5 tournaments. On the Halo MCC side of things, we've got the next events, so 14th is gone. March 21st, March 28th, and April 11th, all happening at 2 p.m. Eastern. And then for the Halo 5 Pro Series North America, the next Pro Tournament is on the 20th. And then the next open tournament is on the 27th. There's another pro tournament on the 3rd. And then there is the finals or the championship on April 10th. And those will be broadcasted on Twitch and YouTube. Championship has a $10,000 prize pool. And then for the international series, we have opens on March 13th, March 20th, March 27th, with the championship on April 3rd, with the championship prize pot of $5,000. For some HTS grassroots events, we have the Halo Australia Playdate. This is a social 4v4 across Halo 2 Anniversary and Halo 3 on MCC. This will be taking place on Sunday, March 21st at 6 to 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. On March 23rd, we have the GT Halo Playdate. This is a social BTB across Halo 2 Classic and Halo 3, taking place on Tuesday, March 23rd at 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we have on March 27th, the SWAT Nation Playdate. This is a SWAT 4v4 in Halo 5, taking place on Saturday, March 27th at 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And some other Halo 5 esports tournaments. We have the Kellogg's Halo 5 tournament series. I did not know Kellogg's had a tournament series.
They're great!
5 weeks of FFA tournaments in Halo 5. This will be taking place on Sundays from April 18th to May 16th. There is a $25,000 prize pool to register. Purchase qualifying Kellogg's products at any Walmart to gather an entry code for a list of qualifying products can be found on the update. Full details can be found over on the Kellogg's gaming site as well. That's an interesting product list that there's. So there's various Cheez-Its, various cereals, various Pop-Tarts, and various Pringles cans that you can get your entry code. That's interesting that you have to purchase a product to get an entry code to participate in a tournament.
Did someone say Pringles?
I just got some of those in the mail. Those are upstairs. Thought about doing a video. Should we record a video tomorrow, like before we do our Fraggin' Friday, of us like trying it for the first time?
No.
No? Are you not opening yours?
Unopened!
You're not opening yours? Really?
I haven't decided yet or not. It's not like I can't go to Walmart and get another one.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. Anyways,
Yeah, what? Well, I had my wife go up there when she did grocery shopping, and they only had like, you know, 6 cases of them left.
Go back there. Sales 6 cases. All right, I'm buying them for the community.
Well, yeah, that's just what they had on the shelf. That doesn't count what was actually in the back in storage. Yeah. Right.
Yep. That's interesting. Yeah, I'm curious to try them. Then we've also got one more. We've got the Microsoft Sundays with the Esports Arena. This is a free Halo 5 4v4 tournament, and these are Sundays kicking off at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So those are the available tournaments that are around. There's probably some other ones around as well, but those are the upcoming ones. Cliptrocity is also happening this month. So get those clips going, tag Halo Cliptrocity in there, and good luck on winning some of the prizes that they have up for grabs. Grand prize is a Astro A10 M60 mix amp. And the Clip That and Kiltrocity nameplate second place prize are 2 Halo MCC Steam bundle codes plus the nameplates. Third place prize is 2 1-month Xbox Game Pass Ultimate codes plus the nameplates. And then fourth place to 10th place is a Cliptrocity nameplate. For the Halo gear, we've talked about Point of Light before. That's now out. There's also Halo Divine Wind, which they also announced, coming from Troy Denning. The Master Chief pin, the last one exclusive from Target, has finally been spotted out there. I got mine last week. I know several other collectors have gotten their fig pins as well. Joyer's Halo Toys have their line that's now showing up on store shelves. So if you are into those, for the sake of offending people, I'll say action figures. Then you can start looking at your local retailers for those. I forget what the actual, like, what the proper term is for those figures are called.
Action figures. That's what they are. That's what they'll always be.
I mean, that's a generic term, but I think some people get offended when you call them action figures.
Do I look or like I care?
No, but I'm sure some of our listeners might. Maybe.
Sorry, if you're that technical over a doll, which is technically what it is, then get a life.
Laird just said they are dolls. in the Discord. We also had an ask 343 about Zeta Halo, and the community was very divided that day. This was last week. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Anyway.
And then we have our HD piece of artwork, and this is the Chief and Locke concept art from Halo 5.
Which looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Best Locke ever looked.
Debatable, but yeah. What do we have for some Fiction Fridays? We got three of them this time because we've been
we do.
Been away.
Let's
for that
see
long.
How many of these I can butcher. Okay, Fiction Friday number one. The Cyclops is a one-man bipedal vehicle designed for combat engineering and dock work aboard UNSC vessels.
For those that are listening, I just did like robot actions for the stream.
I'm never mind. Dust is over here doing the robot. Really?
You can dance if you want. I'm going to go on before I start doing anything else that's embarrassing. Pence is you just are. Like dot, dot, dot. What? It's been 3 weeks since we've done a podcast. I have all this pent up energy.
We need to talk to your wife about relieving some of your pent up energy. She needs to walk you around the block or something before a podcast. Take you over into bushes and, you know, let you relieve and, you know.
Bobby, that's funny. We can dance if we want to. We can get DMCA'd.
Yeah. Sure. Right.
Anyways, what's our next Fiction Friday from the Halo Twitter account?
This is one of those that Grim really needs to make sure they put phonetic spellings in every update when they put this stuff out.
Well, you've heard this one said in the game. It's one of the very first words in Halo 5.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I actually remember it.
Kamchata.
But it's not uninhabited. It's inhabited.
It says it's uninhabited.
Anyway, Kamchata is a remote, uninhabited world that once served as an important link in Forerunner knowledge networks known as the Domain.
The Domain.
The Domain.
Wonder if we'll learn any more about that in Halo Infinite.
The Domain. You know, if Des was caught up on books, I could maybe talk to him about that. Anyway.
Do I need to take my ears off for a second while you share some knowledge? Or
no, you just need to get caught up on the frickin' books is what you need to be. Anyway. The Yon-Hat are considered part of the Covenant Fringe, a collection of species shattered throughout the Orion Arm. Scattered throughout the Orion Arm that provide the Empire with various strategic and infrastructure related advantages.
The Yon-Hat.
Yon-Hat.
We read about those in what book was that?
We read about those in grade school. I've actually been in a couple of books, Dust. But you're probably thinking of the first one with Ryan Forge. That I can't think of the name. Damn it. What is it?
Ace of Spades? No, that's the ship.
But anyway, that book.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Smoke and Shadow.
Thank you, Pins.
Okay. Yeah.
And Halo Wars turns 12.
Yes. Yes, it did.
And if you flip it, it's old enough to drink. Oh.
12 years ago on February 26th, Halo Wars came out.
Next year it'll be a tween. Or this year's the tween. Next year it'll be a teen.
Yep. We had the Ask 343 Zeta Halo video. And the two biggest revelations of that are there's not playable elites and there's no dueling. Which got mixed reactions.
What did you say the last second one was?
It got mixed. No dual wielding.
No dual wielding. It sounded like doodling.
What? Why would there not be doodling either.
It's spawn point art. Anyway.
Well,
I am not depressed by either one of them.
I understand not having the elites.
I understand that 343 wants to focus on Spartans. And after the reaction we got with Halo 5 about not getting enough Master Chief in the story, I can see why they went the way they went. Now, that doesn't mean that elites cannot come into the story at a later time. But even...
Well, I don't think people were necessarily saying playable elites in the campaign, but I think...
Like I said,
mostly focused on multiplayer.
I'm not saying that they can't come in later. Now, the one thing that has always been a problem in all the games that you could play as an elite is multiplayer balancing. Elites have always had advantages, hence the reason everybody wants to play them.
Halo 3 was an unintended advantage.
Right. I'm not saying it was intended. It's just, it's something else to balance. And right now, they've got enough irons in the fire. I don't think they need to add any more.
Yeah, I definitely understand the decisions that they're making behind it. It's one of those things where we'd like to have it if we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see it back because it's a cool thing that we used to have in Halo, and it'd be nice to have it back. And I'm with you. It totally makes sense why they don't have it in there. The dual wielding thing, I'm not as worried
honestly,
about.
Honestly, I've always, don't get me wrong, it was a kind of a neat thing, but it makes for a whole lot of useless weapons. Because, you know, like they've said before, whenever you bring dual wielding in the game, you have to take in consideration how powerful the weapons are together and separately. And they can't, you know, they can't exist in both worlds. They can either be strong individually or they can be strong as a pair. You can't have them be strong as an individual and then keep that strength when wielding them as a pair. You know, I've heard people take it as far as that, you know, they want to see dual wielding sniper rifles. I'm like, no. Custom's okay, but no.
Right. I was going to say customs would be kind of the exception to the rule there. If they could implement a switch to say that.
Yeah, okay, but the community doesn't like switches.
I think the community actually loves switches.
Oh, is that why they're complaining about having to put switches in to turn the new stuff off?
No, that's a different reason.
I'm sorry. It's the same thing. You either can tolerate them or you can't. As far as the elite deal, that's to disable something. Yeah, the dual wielding, that is something that is, it's just, again, it's something else to balance. And it really just makes so many weapons just not worth picking up. I mean, the Halo 2
pistol.
Depending
on how they implement it, but yeah.
The Halo 2 pistol, the only way it was ever powerful was if you had a plasma pistol in the other hand.
Noob combo.
I mean, that really, you know, that's the only way you could be efficient with the pistol or dual wielding them in SWAT.
Yeah.
But the playable elites, the people on that one, you know, the people I really, really feel for are the content creators as far as the machinima makers. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that want the character diversity that elites bring.
Yeah.
As far as,
And it's not to say that, I mean, Quinn made a point to say that it's not necessarily out of the realm of possibility that they will never support or never introduce dual wielding or elites into the game, but their focus right now for ship is to not have those.
Right. Everybody has to remember that this is a 10-year game. Mm-hmm. So there is definitely going to be things added to the game over the next 10 years. It is up to us to let them know what we really want and give them the opportunity to implement it in a way that doesn't break the game.
Yep.
There are many instances where they've, and this goes for any game developer, where they've listened to the community about a feature, they've added it, and it's broken the game, and then they had to scramble to fix it because something became just way too overpowered.
So, those are the two big things that was in the Ask 343 for Zeta Halo that kind of made the most ruckus in the community. There's some other things in there, too, that were worthy of note. One of the things that I really latched onto was the time of day stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of the cutscenes, as it was described, is almost a very seamless experience. So, the way that was described by one of the devs was, as you go into a sequence, the camera basically just kind of pops out of Chief's head. So if you remember from the E3 demo last year, where the camera just kind of seamlessly went into Chief's helmet, apparently that's how like all the cutscenes are. So
yeah, instead of having pre-rendered cutscenes, they're going to actually render them in game. So if you got a rocket launcher on your back and a battle rifle at your side, that's what you're going to have in the cutscene.
Yep. Which, with how the game's looking from the screenshots, I mean, the cutscenes might look amazing in-game.
I have no doubt they will.
I mean, they're still optimizing. They're still trying to get graphics tuned in and fine-tuned for all the different types of hardware profiles that they'll probably have on PC. But if the improvements that they made over the last 9 months is anything to speak for, they've definitely made a lot of graphical improvements. Mm-hmm.
You know, honestly, the in-game cutscenes, I prefer them being rendered in the game engine. Don't get me wrong. I love Blur's cutscenes. They are awesome. You can't not love them. But they do tend to break the immersion a little bit because you have such a shocking change between what you've been playing and then what you're watching. Where with the system that they
it makes sense for something like Halo Wars, because there is that very vast. You want that nice cinematic, really detailed look on those cutscenes, but then when you're in the gameplay, it's obviously a little bit lower res, not as much detailed texture. So it definitely makes sense there. I mean, I'm happy that they did it for Halo 2 Anniversary. It makes me want to have them make a Halo movie.
No kidding. Don't get me wrong. It's great that they did them. And don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking them for using Blur to do the cutscenes. Who else would there be?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
I am interested to see, as far as the cutscenes, what they do for entering into the game and ending the game.
Yeah.
That's where something like Blur would come into play when it comes to, you know, the regular Halo games.
Yep. Have that initial cinematic. Yeah. And the ending cinematic. Yep. Definitely. Was the Halo 4 intro and outro scenes, were those Blur?
No, I think those were in game.
Were those in game?
Okay. Well, no, I think they were, They were pre-rendered, but I think they were just pre-rendered in the game engine. I don't think it was active.
So in engine pre-renders.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it was actually being processed by the Xbox.
Okay. Yeah, because there was definitely a little more cinematic feel, but it was kind of like, it looked like it could have been engine, but it wasn't quite the same caliber as like an engine.
Right.
Like playing the
game.
It
looked like it had extra processing on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like Eric Yabu said Axis animation.
Yeah.
So
it's funny. Laird's saying the same thing as someone in the chat saying something too. Laird, just join us in the Twitch chat.
Yes.
Why aren't you just saying stuff in the Twitch chat? You're obviously lurking. You're obviously chatting in the Discord. So yeah, Axis Animation did it for Halo 4. Thank you, Eric Abu and Laird. He says no, gotta sign in. Well, you were signed in last week.
So sign in. Jeez, it's not that hard.
But go watch it. It's about 40 minutes long. Was there anything else that stuck out to you in the video, GT?
I liked how all three of them had the same background.
Except for Quinn, yeah. It's almost like
it's kind of like they were
didn't have all the studio at the equipment,
same so place. Or they're shipping the backgrounds from house to house.
My guess is that for some of them that don't have a set up in their home to do any kind of streaming or recording, they probably just like went into the office one at a time and did the whole question segment. This is probably what they did.
I thought it was just kind of interesting. At least put a different number on the wall.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, come on.
All right, you're done. Your turn.
Slap a number 4 up there instead of 3. No, I've actually enjoyed the Q&A session.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the answers that they gave. They didn't seem overly dodgy or anything. They really want us to see what they're going through with this. So that's really important. And I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Same. So that was the Ask 343. There's a couple more things from the official Halo side of things. There's a new employee spotlight from 343, Nina Marin. She is the program manager on the community team. So she manages all of the community folks like Unishek, I guess. It's kind of what it sounds like. And then Steve Downs cameos for the month of March are going to support Limitless Solutions. They're the company that makes the prosthetic arms and legs that are themed to different universes, Halo being one of them. So for the entire month of March, all the proceeds that he's getting from his cameos are going to support Limitless. And that is Limitless Solutions for those that want to check it out. We've got some new Halo gear. We've got the Halo Bulldog shotgun from Nerf that's now available. We have the limited edition Pringles Moa Burger flavor, which is a Walmart exclusive, which for those on the stream saw the can that GT busted out. I just got one today as well. We might do a can opening taste of those into some kind of video. We'll see if we end up doing something like that. Crunch. There is a Best Buy exclusive Halo Infinite collector's box. This includes quite a few things. A couple of pins. Looks like a Wraith pin, a Mongoose pin, some kind of possibly keychain or band, wristband type thing.
Socks.
There's a hat, a sword stand, socks, a mug, and a little lithograph as well. Nice little collection of things if there's a Halo fan that wants a little bit of everything, or makes a nice little gift as well. There's Laird. He finally
about
made it.
About time.
We've also got the Jazzwares collection that we mentioned earlier. There is a new t-shirt, the Have Samoa Burgers t-shirt, which I might be buying those. And then we've got Urban Outfitters with their Halo CE Vintage Tee. And then the Halo Infinite Master Chief statue is now back in stock at Best Buy, and is now being restocked internationally as well. Then also Mega Constructs announced their 20th Halo Anniversary character pack, which has a lot of different characters in there. It has all of Noble Team, Master Chief, Prophet of Truth, Shipmaster, Miranda Keys, Johnson, Guilty Spark, and then there are 5 gold figurines as well, along with a Mr. Chief.
A Mr. Chief,
yes. A Moa burger with pineapple slice. So I honestly had this idea today. I have no idea if I'm going to actually pursue this or not. I don't know if there's anyone out there in the community that does would call themselves like the Halo Chef or something, but seeing how there's like the Moa burger and like the like some of the other Halo food stuff, I'm debating about like creating a series of Halo cooking videos and coming up with some actual recipes for stuff like that. And like,
okay, I want to see how he catches earlier. A Moa.
So this goes ahead a little bit, but I'll go ahead and jump to this. But one of the community musings we have is Halopedia's Lore Thursday. And apparently there were some billboards in Halo 5, I think, or one of the Halo games, of like have Samoa Burgers company. And there's a full stack ground pounder, like a layer breakout of the burger. And there is ostrich meat. So I think I might get some ostrich meat and other ingredients that are similar, maybe a little bit different. It's a sesame seed bun, and there's...
Oh, the sesame seed bun! Oh.
Yes. 2 Moa meat patties. There's a chicken patty in there. 3 slices of lettuce, some mayo, 2 slices of cheese, and some bacon. So I might actually try to like make a proper recipe for this.
Okay.
Turd Dunkin' Burger. So yeah, I might do like a little Halo Chef series and see how that goes. Anyways, more to come on that. I need to get that shirt first though. That's all the 343 stuff that we have.
I was going to check to see if it came in my size, but I can't get the link to work.
Did I not copy the right link?
No, I'm sure it's just me.
Oh, no, I didn't type the link in correctly. Hang on. No, I did type... Oh, it's because I had HTTP in there twice. Now the link is fixed. That's my bad. Yeah, so the shirt is available from the Xbox Gear Shop. It goes all the way up to 4XL.
Cool. Maybe I'll have to get me some. Oh,
It is $19.99. At least that's U.S. I don't know what it is international.
19. That's actually not that bad.
When shirts are normally 25.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
not bad at all. It is in my cart. I will purchase it later. We have some community highlights to go through. Even my particular shirt, the smallest, is a bit long. Interesting. Okay. Just means you can buy it now and grow into
it. That's all right. I got the biggest one and it's a bit small on me.
Yeah. I got the biggest one I could. For Forge Hub, we have our community favorites for the month of February 2021. And these are a little bit different this time. We've got a couple of different types of maps this time around. One of the honorable mentions was a Candyland map, which I thought was kind of cool. But the top 3, the third place is Time Sieve by Danger Tanner. The second place one is Geiger for a Machinima series that is titled Dark Water. And this is by Forger21. So this is a Machinima map, not an actual Forge map. It's a Forge map. It's a Machinima map, not a multiplayer map. The first episode is also linked on the Forge Hub article for this, and the first episode is 8 minutes long. Might make that into one of our Machinima Monday features. And then the last one is the Scuba Diver by Arpod. And this map is a race map. Obviously, there was some Duquesne work on there. I actually hopped into a couple of streams where Arpod and Duquesne were actually working on this a couple of months ago. But that one made it, again, as first place. So Arpod, again, just kind of stealing the limelight on 4Tub. Give some other people a chance. They're all worth it. There's also a little video that showcases the top three as well that 4Tub has. So head on over to 4Tub.com and check it out. We've got a new article from 4Tub, A Score of Questions Part 2, looking at more of the Halo score that has come out since the initial release of the 3 from last year. And then we've got four articles from Haruspis since we've been away. Has a non-spoiler review of Point of Light, has an interview with Kelly Gay regarding Point of Light. He has another one titled What Halo the Television Series Will Be About and Why It'll Be Great, and then in honor of the Women's History Month, Halo Fiction for Women's History Month. Going on to some of the content, instead of listing out all the individual episodes, I just kind of bucketed them all. So there are 6 new episodes from ACS Pro Talk, 3 new episodes from Podcast Evolved, and 4 new episodes from Sacred Icon Halo since we last covered them. You can find ACS Pro Talk on YouTube, Sacred Icon Halo on Anchor, and Podcast Evolved over at halopodcast.com. Got some YouTube stuff as well. Obviously, there's lots of people talking about the Ask343 and the latest updates, but there's some unique ones out there. Late Night Gaming is still kind of diving into the Arma 3 stuff, so that's interesting watch. Covenant Canon has a new little Halo fan comic series that he's starting to work on, so he put out a teaser trailer for that a couple of weeks ago. Hidden Xperia has a project that he's been working on, the redemption story of Halo, the Master Chief Collection, kind of taking a look over the kind of troubled history of Halo, the Master Chief Collection, from the challenging launch it had to where it is now. Halo Canon has some of his retrospectives and some primer series. So he has the Halo 4 UNSC Armory and Covenant Armory. Rocket Sloth has some new things as well. They're always doing stuff. General Heed, he's just all over the place with doing some, just digging into random pieces of Halo and whatnot. The one that I pulled from him was secret vehicles and equipment hidden on the new maps of Waterfall and Edge. And then we've...
Rocket pods.
Yeah.
Or vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you dig into Forge, there's some things in there. Ultimate Halo has a video kind of talking about the cover arts that showed up in the Spotlight from a couple of weeks ago. So you can check out that video as well. Rejected Shotgun finally released his Halo 3 Arcbound Forge map. And then Halopedia has updated their archive, and they have introduced all the different varieties of the terminals from Halo 3 from the original 360. And then we've got a whole bunch of artwork from some of our favorites. We have Archangel, Tom Jurassic, Vin Gattuso with some stuff. He's been really kind of taking some inspiration from the Infinite stuff, and he actually has a new collection. So he's cleaned up his art station and has a nice new Halo Infinite collection of art that he's been working on. So you can head on over to his art station there. Pixel Flare has a new piece as well as some news that we'll get to in a little bit. Ezel VFX, Spartan 0398. We'll post all of the stuff all the latest updates in our Discord if you guys want to check it out. More Shots as well has been doing some stuff with his figures. We've added a new one, LZ Edits. Some of you guys probably recognize that name from doing some Ubernick graphics. So lots of community artwork happening as well. On the community musing sides of things, I'm going to go ahead and say this. Pixel Flare is finally working for 343.
Yay!
All the hard work paid off. So I don't know if you're listening to this or not, Pixel Flare, but We are so happy for you, and it is so cool that 343 finally had the chance to pick up your talent and have you start making
definitely
stuff. Yeah,
look forward to what you have in mind.
Yes, it will be interesting to see if we can spot some of the promo work for Infinite that's his work.
That actually probably could be kind of difficult.
Like, I know Xbox marketing has their specific side of the whole marketing side of things, but I think 343 probably has certain pieces that they get to insert or influence. So I wonder if there's going to be any of that might show up from him.
Yeah, it that'd be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. We've got a tweet, or we actually had several tweets.
A tweet?
Yeah, we had several tweets.
Imagine that. Halo tweeted?
Yes. Halo tweeted, Halo Gear tweeted, Halopedia tweeted, everyone tweeted, except for us. On March 7th, in 2511, the legend Master Chief was born on Iridanus 2. Happy birthday, John. And then we've got...
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Okay, I'm done.
And then we've got some Halopedia Trivia Tuesday and Lore Thursday. Want to strain your eyes on these?
Sure, why not? For Trivia Tuesday, did you know that setting... No, not right now, Prestige. Prestige wants me to play the grand birthday party sound effects.
You mean, well, does he want the grand birthday party one, or does he want the Jeff Stitzer one?
One of them.
There's the Jeff Stitzer happy birthday one as well.
There is, true. Actually, I don't even think I have it set up right at the moment. I've been doing some changes on my audio side.
That's my faint attempt.
Yeah. Poor attempt.
Happy
birthday. Did you know the setting on the map Edge has appeared in Halo Fiction before, called Patreon, the Halo 4 map
partition.
Exile.
Not Patreon. Partition.
The Halo 4 map Exile is set on the same planet. Oh, okay. Explains why it looks familiar.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really pick up on that until I saw this post.
I didn't either.
Very nice.
Let's see here. Oh. Let's see. Where's the next one? There's the next one. Okay. Another one. Did you know two volumes of Halo 2 OST contained snippets of Covenant scripture, including an excerpt from the Writ of Union?
I don't know if I remember this.
It sounds familiar, but I cannot confirm or deny that.
And I don't know if those were actually in the booklets or if it was part of the jacket case.
I think that was on the jacket.
Because I kept, like, from a long time ago, I kept, like, the booklet and the disc, but I got rid of the cases. And now, for my collection, I want to kind of get the CDs with the cases again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Volume 1 and Volume 2 has different pieces of the Covenant Writ of Union on there.
Do I still have soundtracks floating around here? I'll have to look.
Yeah.
I'll have to go into the archive.
And dig it out. Yeah.
That means I'll have to dig it out of the living room closet. Anyway. All right. Let's see here. Last Trivia Tuesday. Did you know the second ever Cortana lever was letter? Lever.
Lever?
Letter was sent on
Lever?
This day 22 years ago. The Cortana letters were among the first glimpses Bungie gave fans into the world of Halo before they even unveiled the game.
March 16th.
Dust didn't include which day that was.
So. Sorry, March 16th. That's why I pulled it up.
Thank you.
March 16th.
All right, for Lore Thursday. Before it was invaded by the Covenant in 2552, the Epsilon Eridani system was the home of at least six inhabited planets as well as a Forerunner installation hidden deep within the Oort cloud, designated Site 17.
Oort. I didn't know this asteroid field, which I was this. Was this the same asteroid field from Reach? The Reach, like, intro, like, menu opening thing?
That's probably where the picture came from, yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that was supposed to be Epsilon Eridani's.
Yeah.
Epsilon Eridani. I didn't know it was supposed to be that. And then the next one is from the Smoa burger.
Smoa!
So if you want to read that one.
While Reach's Moa population was decimated during the planet's fall, some had been shipped off world. The largest single population of Moa exists on Gennick 22, owned by the petting zoo and restaurant Hab Samoa. Petting zoo and restaurant, huh?
I guess, yeah.
I guess you can pet your Moa before you eat it. Anyway.
Let's not think too much on the implications there. And then they have the full stack ground
come pet the moa. Cheese. Come pet the moa, Johnny. No, mommy, I don't want to eat the burger. Oh.
It might eat you instead. Anyways, moving on.
Next.
Next, this is a little Reddit gem. Someone made a Lego version of the Ford Unto Dawn with 4,822 pieces, and it splits in half, just like it does in the game.
On purpose! Oh.
Instead of by a slip space bubble. Yes. And that's it for the community stuff tonight. So we have quite a bit of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Both officially and community-wise. So like I said near the beginning of the podcast, we will not have a podcast live next week. But we will have a recording, an interview with someone, again, not sure who just yet, but we'll have something to fill in the gap for next week's show. And keep an eye out on our Discord and Twitter, and GT will let you know if he will be streaming some Halo during the regular podcast time. But we will still have Fraggin' Friday both weeks, I believe. Right, GT?
As long as the world doesn't end between now and then, we should be okay. But, you know, it's been kind of shaky lately, so you never know. Anyway. At the current plan, yes, we are planning to have Fraggin' Fridays next week. As well as this week.
Yes.
Like in tomorrow.
Yes.
But the people listening to this will think it's like yesterday. But
right. But every Friday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And in the Discord, we have the poll, Halo 5 or MCC. MCC has crossplay. Halo 5 has the company accommodation grind and the grind to 152. So, reasons for both.
Which every time I look at mine, it becomes more and more depressing.
And then we've got Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have Achieving Halo. Both weeks should still be good. Both this coming Sunday and the following. Come join us on MCC. We'll probably have only 1 or 2 weeks left to do the Season 5 challenges before we get Season 6 dropped in our laps. We've also got our... No, that was all three. Yeah, never mind. Got all three there. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and everywhere you can listen to podcasts. If there's a place that we're not, please let us know, and we'll work on getting the podcast there. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We are also on YouTube as well. Haven't posted there in a while, but with the Pringles, we might post something there here pretty soon. You can also interact.
Good.
Yeah. You can also interact with us on Discord. You can find us on our Spartan Company and Xbox Club as well. If you're posting stuff to the Discord and Xbox Club, we'll talk about it here on the show. If you have a funny little Halo clip, like the one that Keys, Prestige, and I experienced on Sunday last week, or just a story that you want to share with us, then feel free to drop it in the Xbox Club or the Discord, and we'll read it here on the show. And then you can support the podcast in a number of different ways. You can support us by subscribing to us on Twitch. We appreciate all the subscribers that we have over on Twitch. Looks like we have five of you right now, including Prestige and Penn. So thank you for your support on Twitch. We also have our Patreon as well. You can get some perks over there, which I've been behind on uploading the VODs. So I'm sorry for that. I'll be working on that over the next week or so to get those exported and uploaded. But we have some longtime supporters, including Confal, Sal, or Penn's Halo, and Prestige. Penn's Halo and Confal, hit me up if you want to be a guest on the show, because that time is up for you. And I believe, Penn's, you have your whole docket of Podtacular swag, and we don't have anything new yet. But Confal, I need to check in with him to see. I don't remember if I've ever sent him Podtacular stuff, but definitely need to do that. Check in with him on that. Oh, actually, they're not in the guest host here. But I mean, we need to have Pins on anyways, because he's supported the podcast for so freaking long anyways. Yeah, Pins, we need to get you on the show at some point, because you've been around for so long, and you're probably the sole, or not the sole, but the primary funder of the Podtacular podcast and helping keep the lights on for the show. So we definitely appreciate it. And no, we don't have MySpace. I know you love to use that command, but we don't have MySpace.
We need to find a way to, for anybody that puts MySpace in there, that it automatically like bans them or something. Hey, we could add that to the bad words list.
I just have a command in there that has a funny response.
No, I meant if somebody just types in MySpace without the exclamation point, it bans them like for 30 seconds or something.
That would be funny. Be bad though, but it'd be funny. Podtacular.com/Morse code, huh? What are you on about, Speg? I'm a little confused. Anyways, and then we also have PayPal that you can donate to us directly as well if you'd rather donate monetarily. We appreciate all the support that we get, whether it's just listening to the show and sharing the show with others, or just being a part of the community, coming and participating on our game nights or listening to us, and as well for those that that decide to support us monetarily. We appreciate all the support, and we are thankful for all of our listeners and everyone that comes and joins us. Any final words, GT, before we wrap up our return behind the microphones?
I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Likewise. And as always, keep on fragging them trucks.